This local and regional news update is brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. The Independence County Sheriff's Office says a 21-year-old Paragould man died Tuesday in a one-vehicle accident about 2 miles northeast of Newark in Independence County. Investigating officer Sean Stevens said Cody W. Shopper was driving his Dodge Durango east on Highway 122. When he left the roadway and struck a tree, Stevens said the accident occurred just after 2 a.m. Tuesday. Stevens said Shopper was taken to the White River Medical Center for emergency treatment, then transferred to UAMS in Little Rock, where he later died. Stevens said there were rainy conditions at the time of the accident. There will be town meetings in JP District 4 to conduct an economic development needs assessment. Newark will have the meeting on November 3rd, 6 p.m. at the Newark Elementary School cafeteria, then on November 6th at Oil Trough at the community building. JP Ann Moore and Economic Development Director Ed Mabry will discuss economic development in Independence County and how it can help your community. Each district and community within the county is different, has different needs, so input is needed from all directions. If you have a previous commitment for the date and time in your area, just attend the meeting at another location. There will be meetings throughout the county within the next few months. It's important that you attend one. During the 25th anniversary celebration of the Midland Public School, organizers are looking for distinguished alumni of the district in order to recognize them. Superintendent of Midland, Dean Stanley.
We're asking people throughout the community and the area to nominate people in various categories for these awards. We will be recognized the winner in a number of these categories.
Superintendent of Midland, Dean Stanley, who says they need your nomination in one of 12 different categories. Just some of them are agri, athletics, business, community service, education, law enforcement, medical. Contact the school for more details. The 25th anniversary celebration will be held during the spring semester.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking, only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
A meeting of the Independence County Quorum Court's Parks and Recreation Committee slated for tonight has been postponed until November 5th. It'll be at 5:30 p.m. in the Circuit Courtroom in Batesville. The committee deals with grants that are dispersed to organizations in the county that provide parks and/or recreation to its citizens. Batesville's public works engineer Damon Johnson said the intersection of Rich and State Street in Batesville, that's West Batesville, will be closed for sewer line repair on Monday through Friday of next week. He asked that if you live in the area to take an alternate route to avoid the construction area. He said that the Batesville Water and Wastewater Utilities appreciates the patience and cooperation of area motorists. An Independence County deputy say sometime within the last few days, someone broke into Steve Carpenter's storage building behind the Sweden Cream in West Batesville and stole 2 restaurant ice cream machines and a 10-foot salad bar. Carpenter told police the value of the items is a little over $10,000. And police say thieves who stole 2 large shipping containers from a distribution center in Conway, Arkansas, got feminine hygiene products and baby care items. The stolen goods are worth nearly $500,000, but the police chief said it isn't like a trailer load of flat-screen TVs. And beginning today and across the state of Arkansas during the next 3 days, today through Saturday, there will be flu vaccine clinics for the seasonal flu in most areas. There will be, of course, some swine flu shots, but only to those that are most susceptible, pregnant women and young children. Drive-through flu shot vaccine clinics will be held in Independence County today in North Batesville at the Independence County Fairgrounds and south of the river at the Pleasant Plains United Methodist Church. The clinic will be held tomorrow in Newport at ASU Newport. This local and regional news update has been brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank in Batesville. The bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction.